Good morning.
Yeah, hi sir. Very good morning. This is John Williams. How are you doing?
Yep. What's my code?
Yeah, 885500. Thank you for asking.
You're a good man.
Yeah, thank you for asking. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Sounds lovely. You remember I told you I'm going to give you a call back for the security checkup? All right, okay. So could you please go ahead and be in front of a computer and turn it on?
I can do that.
Are you there?
Okay, it's on.
All right, okay. Now leave everything as it is, okay? Your system is going to reboot automatically and it will do a checkup automatically, okay? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I'll leave everything as it is. Your system is going to reboot, okay?
Okay.
And you remember yesterday I told you that we caught the first hacker from Merlin Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. In Merlin Drive, okay, he was just very close to Kalal Street. We have found him from there, okay? Merlin Drive and Kalal Street is very close, like 30 or 40 seconds. Just next to opposite to the Merlin Drive, the car always
stated. Yeah, what suburb is that Merlin Drive in?
Let me check. Wonga.
Wonga, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's strange, but they're so close.
Yeah, very close to you. And our officers had we have done an investigation, okay, and we have found some big news, okay, that all these, as I told you, we have a doubt that all these hackers are a partner and working together. And I told you, remember I told you we have found total 5 hackers, including the bank employee. So he told us that they all are a partner and working together, but they didn't, you know, contact each and everyone, like they didn't contact each and everyone over the phone or like this, okay? They just contact through the WhatsApp calling, all right? Not a normal call. Yeah, not a normal call, okay? WhatsApp calling. And all of them are using a same account. They have got five debit card from one same account. Everyone has got a same account, and but they got 5 debit cards from that account. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So whenever suppose yesterday we have transferred 19,000, okay. So whenever someone want to check the balance or the money, they use that debit card. Okay.
Okay.
Everyone has one separate debit card from the same account. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the hacker which we have found, okay, he don't know where exactly the rest of the hackers are. They are in Australia, okay, but he don't know where exactly these are, because as I told you, they never share their location every day, okay, with each other. Yeah, hold on.
How did the hackers actually get into my computer? If I only had the ANZ bank account, how would they have got into the computer? I only put my computer on one hour a day.
Yeah, actually, as I told you, sir, they have sent you some link through email, okay? And when you clicked on that link, I think you remember or not, sometimes you have clicked on the unusual email link, and in that link there was a hacking link which was getting downloaded inside your computer. And once it started downloading, okay, it allowed to hacker to get inside a computer and they can access whatever they want, okay?
Okay.
Just because of that hacking links and the hacking files which are downloaded inside your computer. But we already removed all of them. Now your computer is safe and secure. We are just checking it.
Okay. I've still just got a blank screen here.
Yeah, it will come up, okay?
Okay. You actually have to click on the email, don't you? My email system has a display, so as you move down the list, you can actually see what the thing. Because for example, the good guys and Harvey Norman are always sending me emails, and they, you know, display the contents, so you just delete them. You have to actually click on it, don't you?
Yeah, in order to see the link, okay, you have to open the link by clicking on it, okay? So if you will get any unknown email, okay, like unusual email in your email account, and if you will see there is a link over there, and you don't know what that is, okay, you just simply don't open it, okay, don't click on it, simply hang up, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
So I think it's Ken Glasson in West Australia that probably caused the problem.
Pardon?
I think it may have been an email from Ken Glasson in West Australia.
Mm-hmm. I think so, and might be, sir, you know, they have got the IP address of the internet as well because of that link, okay, and you know very well every internet user has their own IP address, so somehow they got the access of your internet because of that as well, your IP address. This is why we protected your internet IP address.
Okay, would it help if I had a password on my computer?
You don't have to change anything, okay? Everything is safe and secure now because we have just checked it, okay? They was trying to get inside your computer yesterday, but our firewall is not allowed them to get inside it, okay?
Okay.
They already attempt 3 times last midnight, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hold on.
So have they taken the 19,000 out of the bank yet?
No, that 19,000, okay, the hacker which we have found, okay, he only withdrew 2,000 from there, and rest of the money is already in there, and it has already taken back from ANZ head office, from their account to ANZ head office account, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. My computer screen's just come up, and it's on Task Manager. Yeah, just leave it as it is, please.
On blank again. Oops, it's back.
All right, I have just checked the security, sir, okay? You remember yesterday I told you we have updated 100% security, the three level of the security. The first level is going, the first level is going to protect your internet IP address, that means your internet network, and the second level of the security is going to protect your devices, and the third level of the security is going to protect your modem. So right now, 93% security has been started working, 93. It is a very good news for us, okay? Just only 7% is not working due to some reason. So I just started those services once again, okay? Only 7%,
okay.
All right? Now, The thing is that, sir, still the four hackers, including the bank employee, are outside, okay? We have not found any location. We have not tracked their location. As I told you, they are using a very highly advanced technology, okay?
Yep.
So in order to catch the hacker, once again, sir, you have to go to your bank, okay? And you need to make a transfer again into the same account, all right? Because all
okay.
of them are using the same account. Hold on, let me check. All right, you there, sir?
Yes.
Okay, you need to leave your computer as it is because rest of the 7% security which was not working, we have just restarted those services, okay? And in order to catch the rest of the hacker, just because they are using the same account and they have the debit card as well, okay, from the same account, in order to catch them, what we need to do, one last time, you need to go to your bank, okay, and you need to make a transfer of 18,000 into that account which I have given you yesterday, okay? And we are going to transfer 19,000 into your account, okay? And but you have to make a payment of 18,000 again today. You are getting $1,000 as a reward, okay?
Okay.
Have you got that details with you yesterday which I have given you?
Yeah, just a minute, I'll double check it.
Yeah.
Okay, she's going to get suspicious when I come in today.
Uh-huh.
The bank teller will probably be a bit suspicious if I do 19,000 yesterday and 18,000 today.
Do you have any another branch? Because if you have another branch, it would be better for us.
Oh, I'd have to drive to Cairns.
How far is it?
95 kilometers?
No. It is very far away. Like, it will take you 2 hours, right, to reach there?
Yes.
No. It is way longer. Any another branch? Of ANZ?
No, I have to go to Mareeba, which is also around about an hour and a half away.
Uh-huh.
So,
Yesterday, did she ask you anything about the payment?
Yeah, she asked about what I was doing for the household renovations. And I told her that I was doing white goods curtain and they were knocking out a wall.
Uh-huh. So try to think, I think you have the another branch nearby you, okay, but you don't remember of ANZ.
No, the only other branch was in Mossman, but that was closed a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
So Mareeba or Cairns would be the nearest.
So which one is very nearest to you?
Cairns would be nearest.
How far is it?
That's 95 kilometres. Hour and a quarter.
And yesterday, in which you went, it is just 15 kilometers away, right?
Yeah.
Okay, try to go to the same branch, okay? You have to talk to them properly, because just tell them, yeah, yesterday the payment which we have made, okay, it was the first part of the payment, and this today is the final part of the payment, okay, of the renovation, all right?
Okay.
And make sure don't let them get suspicious, okay, because you need to talk to them very confidently. You know this man, all right, Harsha Maisa, he is your friend, okay, tell them he is your friend. I know him from a long time, he is in my house, and he gave me, if they will ask you how you got his details face to face. And I know him from a long time, like 8 years or 10 years. He is one of my good friend. And this is for the renovation, okay? All right?
Okay.
This is the final payment, and you are decorating your building, or you are doing some floor work or gardening like this, anything you can say, all right?
Okay.
Okay. So carry your mobile phone with you. Where is your mobile phone?
I'm
going
to have to switch it on.
Yeah, switch it on. Carry your debit card, your driver's license with you as well, okay?
Okay. So I could drive to Cairns if you like. I don't mind going to Cairns.
Okay, you can go there, okay? Don't go to the same branch, otherwise they will get suspicious, okay? So
Jessica, she's about 22. A girl about 22.
Yeah, I understand. And we have a doubt that the hackers are, the bank employee might be working in your local branch as well. So if you will go to the same branch, it might create problem for us, and the bank employee will aware the hacker. Don't go to the same branch, okay? Go to a different branch, all right? Carry your mobile phone with you, your driver's license, your debit card, and a piece of paper in which you have the information, okay?
Okay.
And leave your computer as it is. Do not touch it down, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I will call you in your mobile when you will on the way, okay? To switch on your mobile, I will call you in 15 minutes in your mobile. When I will call you, just slowly side your car, okay, answer my call. Then after that, you can drive safely, okay?
Okay, well, can you make that 30 minutes? I've got to go to the blue and get
Okay, I will in 30 minutes, okay?
30 minutes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, bye. Take care, bye.
Okay.
Bye.